Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free Cancer Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host for all things positively cancer free. When I first heard the term child's pose, also known as balasana, the furthest thing from my mind was a calming, grounding, and relaxation pose. Children don't sit still, but that's exactly what this pose does for you. And it is also known as the restorative pose. In my hot yoga classes, the instructor says at least one time during the class, if you need a break, get into child's pose. I like to start my own practice at home with this pose, as to slowly stretch my muscles and my body and prepare it for more advanced work. If you can, get on your knees and put your two big toes together. Then widen your knees outward with your elbows assisting. As you do this, slowly lower your body to the floor until you're completely down and you can stretch your arms over your head. Breathe in the nose, out the mouth. Your forehead should be on your yoga mat. You can move your head from side to side, just being careful of the neck. If something hurts, stop. The more you do it, the more flexible you become. Why? Why should you do a child's pose? Here's a few of the many benefits. Child's pose stretches the spine, thighs, hips, and ankles. It stimulates blood flow to the head, which in turn gets oxygen to all of your body parts. It relieves tension in the neck, chest, low back, shoulder, and hamstrings. This is a deep breathing pose, which is mega relaxing. In 2013, a study found that child's pose improves sleep in people receiving treatment for cancer. And it's not just physical. A 2017 study found child's pose to have a positive effect on mental health and well-being. Everybody looks different doing yoga poses, so please don't judge yourself by looking at others. Your practice is just that, your practice. Now, please share this podcast with somebody that you know. And until tomorrow, God bless.